Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The final whistle has gone at Anfield, and Liverpool end what you would call the first half of the season, I suppose, before this World Cup break, with a 3-1 win. Roberto Firmino opened the scoring for the Reds. Southampton equalised through Shea Adams, and then a brace from Darwin Nunes gives the Reds a 3-1 victory. And I'd say at a Liverpool, we said before the game, given that there's not tons on the bench, Liverpool's first 11's going to have to win that game, and ultimately that's what Liverpool's first 11 did. Liverpool's first 11 got the job done.
And I loved it for us, because we haven't in recent weeks had the options and the strength or the depth on the bench, really. And we've had to dig deep in games, but I think the more we've had to dig deep, the better the chemistry and the bond has become between this front three. And we've reverted back to that 4-3-3 now. I think the issues defensively, if we kind of got, for the most part, got them out of our system. We seem a little bit more composed at the back. We don't seem to be getting caught out. We're not, apart from obviously the set piece today, we haven't really been giving away easy and gifting easy goals to other teams. So it was nice that you can kind of feel a little bit more comfortable defensively, the setup. But then you're thinking, right, these lads have got to go again up front. Have they got it in them? Have they got the ability to go again? Are they going to have to dig deep, or is it going to come naturally? And the more that I'm watching them, said it to you halfway through, I was like, these actually play all right together. I wouldn't have ever thought at first, like, out of all of the forward options that we've got, if them all being fit, I'd have never said Salah, Firmino through the middle, and Nunes on the left is the best and going to be the most fluid. But they've seemed to have gelled really well over the last couple of weeks and had to rely on each other. And there was some nice link-up play. There was almost an opportunity where Nunes nearly cut one back. And it would have been a great goal. It's a great save from the keeper. So, yeah, it's surprising me more and more. But I'm actually really pleased that they're able to dig these type of performances out. And again, the goals that we scored today were really good quality goals.
You're right. And like I say, in the end, the stats, then Liverpool have 7 shots on target, 3 goals, quite clinical. Like, their goalie made a couple of very good saves as well.
Early
Southampton,
on.
And by the way, the story of this game, do not forget this story. Southampton have 5 shots on target, 3 really, really, really good saves from Alisson Becker. Like, Liverpool, Southampton's one goal came from a bit of sloppy defending. Liverpool could have conceded a couple more goals there. The header save from Shea Adams, the third save of Alisson's, was absolutely as good as anything you'll see. So it wasn't like plain sailing. Liverpool went watertight. They needed a goalie to step up, but I think the bet team won. Like I say, it's one of the better performances we've had, really. It was relatively comfortable. Me and you weren't sitting here
stressing.
Basically shitting our kicks, which we have done.
But I think as well, if we don't get that third goal,
It could be nervy.
I feel like those three chances that Alisson ultimately saves become massive moments in the game, because it only takes, out of the three, obviously, I'm not talking the last one, but it only we'll talk about all three of them. Any one of those three goes in. If it's the first one, they go and create another 2 good chances, and it could be a Southampton victory that we're sitting here talking about, and Liverpool getting another loss this season. Or if it's the last one that they take, they think, right, it's 2-2, we've got 15 minutes left to play, let's just throw the kitchen sink at this Liverpool team. So, like I said to you just after half time, just before, maybe the hour mark, this manager will be very pleased at the way that Southampton have approached it. And, I asked the question, what happens when you it's not going your way in a game, what kind of attitude are you going to have? How are you going to apply yourself? Well, they stepped up and created more chances than us in that second half, better chances than us in that second half. So him as a manager in his first game will still find plenty of positives to sit there in the dressing room with now and these lads and say, I'll be honest, boys, I wasn't expecting us to win today. But the way you applied yourselves and the way that you handled yourselves when you went down, that's what I'm expecting from. If you're going to play in my team and you're going to continue playing in my team, that's the attitude. That's what I expect game in, game out. That's what will keep us in this league. And you know, we mentioned there just before the watch along ended, you know, them being in the bottom three for the first time since 2004 and then the inevitably went down. Did they have that outlook? Did they have that attitude? And that'll be something that they'll want to build on. So from a Southampton point of view, there's probably positives to take, but purely from a selfish and biased Liverpool stance, we needed to just get the results.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at UH1.com.
We're in scramble mode, aren't we, after the poor without we having a pool? They go into the break anyway with not vintage performances, but a couple of really good wins back to back to back to back, which is always both. Obviously, one's on penalties, but listen, Liverpool couldn't buy a win earlier on. We've had a members chat from Stuart Armstrong. I don't think it's the Southampton player. I might be wrong. He says, Nunes finds him rhythm and what a time to up the effing Reds. Yeah, and that's where we're at with him as well. Like, I was very impressed with him today. I think Liverpool cottoned on early doors because Southampton did come to attack and I didn't know what, maybe Liverpool didn't know what they were going to expect. Liverpool soon got onto the fact that these are coming at us, the space in behind. Bobby Firmino's dropping deep and Darwin on that overlap and run. And Liverpool, I think, I've been critical sometimes of the Reds working shit out, like, on the pitch. It feels like we always need, sometimes we've needed to get to half-time or something to figure out what's going on. I think Liverpool clocked early doors, the space in behind these. So rather than sometimes when you just want Roberto Firmino just to go and play up front, he got onto it. I'll go deep, let me get runners in behind. And effectively, that's where the goals come from. All of them pretty much come from runners in behind. Obviously, we win the free kick for one. We have the Robbo cross, which is a great one for Darwin's there. We have the ball that Elliot plays over that Darwin runs onto. So I think Liverpool cottoned on pretty smartly to the fact that there is space here. And who's going to exploit that space better than, you know, the pace that Liverpool attack with? I thought we did really well to... It wasn't a shock when we got those two quick goals, relatively quick goals, because Liverpool sussed it out a little bit.
Yeah, and it was good. It was nice to see, as you say, the flurry of goals in that first half for us. And I think the creativity has come back within the squad as well, because we're so used to, or we've been heavily reliant on Trent being the creative spark in this team. But you forget how much of a resource Andy Robinson is from, you know, from open play, the way that he's able to move the ball, and from, you know, from a set piece as well. So you can't underestimate that. And I think the one I was most impressed with in that respect was probably Harvey Elliott, because those were the type of crosses that we were crying out for last season, absolutely crying out for them. We didn't do enough of them. We was doing these hit and hope crosses from all sorts of wide angles, and they were just too easy and too predictable. You know, defenders had the read of us, and we didn't really have a target man to really aim for. I think when we bought Nunes, I think a lot of people expected that, you know, that combination of those wide crosses and having him in the box, he's going to eat loads off Trent. But it's not, the crosses have still got to be cuter than that. The crosses have got to be better than that. And I think today's example of that was the way Harvey Elliott, he comes in field a little bit more, but he finds a nice way to clip a ball over towards that back post, because he knows that that's where Nunes is going to peel off to. And he does it really well. And I think they're the type of goal for me, which are like the archetype goal that City score, where they just know that's our strength. That's the play that we need to hit. We need to hit him on the cutback, or we need to hit him with the ball into the box, direct to him, so he has a one-touch finish. And they get that done so well. I'd like to see Liverpool start to embed more of those goals, because you can create four or five of those chances in a game, and you only really need one to pull off, two to pull off, and you've got yourself a couple of goals. Whereas I don't think we've done that enough so far this season. It's probably been a lot of teething issues and, you know, availability and the options. But that, to me, would be a clip that I would be showing the lads, you know, over the course of the next 4 or 5 weeks to say, I want to see more of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're spot on. It was a very, very good performance, and especially in the first half in the Reds. Like I say, second half, Alisson Becker did make some unbelievable saves. Southampton might be thinking we could have got something out of Anfield there, which would have been great for them. But in the end, like I say, there's a reason Liverpool signed the best goalie in the world. It's for moments like that, is to get your points when things haven't gone specifically to plan all the time. Right then, you guys, what's coming on Redmen TV today? Well, Ed'll be live very, very short with the fan reaction show, so get yourselves in the chat, get yourselves on the socials, and get yourselves in the Discord chat if you're a Redmen Plus club legend. Get your thoughts in on Liverpool's victory over Southampton. I'll be over at the board a little bit later on with the player rating show. So again, YouTube for that one. Come and get yourselves involved. Help me out a little bit there. Over on redmenplus.com a bit later on, we have the instant match reaction for the final time before Christmas. Well, before the World Cup, because there's a game now against City before Christmas. The final Premier League game before Christmas, let's put it that way. Errol and I, instant match reaction. We'll be talking about the major points around the game that we'll be streaming on redmenplus.com live in an hour or two's time. Again, if you sign up to Redmen Plus right now, not only will you get access to that content and all the great content we've got coming up over the next few weeks, you'll also get a link that can get you 2 free tickets to our live show as well. We'll be down at Coyote Ugly Bar tomorrow. We can celebrate a couple of victories on the spin for the Reds. Maybe some type of mini revival in the season after what's been a bit of a difficult start. But yeah, Errol, we said today, get the job done. Whatever else happens around the country is what it is. Liverpool just needs to win this one. We don't want to go into this break feeling like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, you know, after we felt like after we got beat by Leeds or the Forest game, this one just had to be a win. Yeah. The fact that Liverpool won with a decent attacking performance in the end.
Yeah.
We can go into
the team performance, mate. I'd say everyone played the part.
We can go into the 6 weeks break thinking, you know what, it's not been great. Don't get me wrong, we are not where we wanted to be. but there are green shoots of recovery.
Yeah.
It isn't down the road where they're burning shirts and throwing shirts back at their own players out the crowd. Like, it feels like there are tiny, tiny green shoots of recovery.
100%, and we signed off in the best possible way. You know, it would have been nice if we had the clean sheet, but I think Alisson, for his confidence, he knows he's in, you know, it's probably the form of his life at the minute. Nunes is going to go to the World Cup thinking like he's probably not in the form of his life, but he's in good form now and he knows what's needed. And we've signed off in a good way, in a good manner, and we've been effectively, we was very effective in getting the job done in 45, and then the rest of the team needed to step up. And as you say, when you've got a goalkeeper that's the best in form in the world right now, and he is just head and shoulders above anybody else in category, you've got to be thankful, man. Got to be thankful.
Beard or no beard, Alisson Becker always delivers. Right then, like I say, fan reacts and player ratings on the YouTube channel. Instant match reaction, of course, on Redbed Plus. Keep an eye out on the YouTube channel as well for the guys' reaction. Chloe and the team down there outside Anfield. Paul's reaction from Anfield as well. Redmen Plus, the In The Ground podcast. We've got you covered every single way from this game. Yeah, we're going to be off, obviously, in terms of watch-alongs for about 6 or so weeks now. So thank you, everyone who's joined us for every game, the first half of this season. Like I say, it hasn't always gone well, but you guys support the channel. It really does help us out. It helps brighten the mood sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. So yeah, thanks very much for watching today. Let's all go and have a nice break, and we'll see you all just before Christmas. Take care, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.